president, that is the commie people, they're also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history.
This is Uberlito number 10. The date is July 10th of 2004, and I've got a guest host today, and it is...
Oh, am I supposed to say who it is? I thought you were going to introduce me.
Oh, sorry, yeah, just say it. I'll edit in like it.
No, you don't have to edit it. It's just, I don't know. I thought people were supposed to guess, and then you were going to give out merit.
Oh. Well, I guess they can still guess.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, I don't know. Who else, really? I mean, I don't know. I guess you've had a couple other people. I think cat's out of the bag, though.
I don't know. I can't remember names, so maybe they can't either.
They're like, it's that one kid.
Well, you haven't been on since 7.5.
Yeah.
Because I didn't release 9.5.
That's true. I forgot you didn't release that.
So, what's your name?
87.
It's kind of long, though. It needs to be shortened to like a couple syllables. Like, if I could just call you 80, that'd be cool.
Or, like, just say it really quick, like, 87. Yo, 87, what's up? See?
I don't know. Okay, the first thing on the agenda, some housekeeping. I have not mentioned any emails on the show. I've gotten a few here and there. And sorry if I forgot about everybody. I'm not going to be reading all of them because, you know, that'd be a whole show. But, these are the recent ones. A while ago, I said I was going to be doing a little tutorial thing for new users of the interweb, and I wanted suggestions for desktop recording software, and a few people came through on that. This guy, Nick, he recommends CapturePad, and I have not given that a try out yet, because I haven't started on the project, but going to give all these things a try when the time comes. And then one from Swamak, I suck at reading names. It's Snagit 7 and Camstasia Studio 2. Alrighty.
You know, you should never substitute teach, ever. Because I think the list of 20 names would kill you. You're like, that Dan... Donald. Are you here? No. I don't know, just a suggestion.
Either that, and I have a really, really tough time remembering names.
Yeah.
I'd be losing kids, and...
You'd have to go abstractly on them. You'd have to be like, okay, I know there was 20. Now, I don't know the names of the people who were gone, but we're missing 3 children.
But then the day I'd have 4 children left out of 25. whatever. They must still be eating.
It's good, whatever. You don't need names. Anyway, I'm sorry. That was my suggestion. Just don't.
Yeah, I don't plan on it. Okay, yeah, I can't really pronounce those things, but surely enough, I'll be giving them a try. Cyberslash009 suggests that I, with my Firefox problem, that I... delete my profile and make a new one. I'm not really... I tried doing that a while ago by just deleting everything. And so deleting the folder. And I can't go in the program to make a new profile, so... Maybe you know something I don't. I don't know. Archangel came through for me on last episode. I mentioned I wanted some new music, so I'm running out. He sent me a few links to... some pretty good bands. Actually, I'm going to be playing one at the end of the show. I don't remember what it was called. Oh, it was called C. Collins Slash, I guess. I don't know what the song name was, but I'll be playing that for the intro and outro. And Ace Card sent me an email saying, with the subject, yo, and the body being, sup, man, cool. Well, see you later. So,
Nice.
Thank you, Ace Card.
We love those fans, you know, with a lot to say.
See, what I want is, I have not gotten one of these yet, I want an email from a foreign country in which they don't speak English very well.
Why?
I don't know. Emails are cool when from just random countries where it's all broken English, and I want some psycho fan from Russia or something. Be awesome.
I would be awesome, but would you know if it's awesome or if it's a threat on your life?
I don't care. If I had a stalker from Russia, that'd be awesome.
Well, if they're in Russia, do you have that much to worry about?
I have that kind of comfort zone, you know, across the ocean.
Yeah, the comfort zone called the Atlantic.
So it'd be kind of all the thrill of having a stalker and all the fun, but none of the risk.
But without the picture taking and rude phone calls.
And dead pets.
Well, that's always a plus to not get your, you know, dead pet.
And the last email on here is from Midnight. What's his name? Yeah, his name is Midnight. And he just asked me if he can link to me on his website, shadow.org. It's spelled SH4DOW.org. And yeah, that's fine. If anybody wants to link to me, I don't care. And there's few sites, especially in this little community, that would not like to be linked to. Everybody likes that. That's why we all create the link boxes, you know? So you have a pretty little thingy to put on your website.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he understands it, but it's cool, you know, get a little bit of permission.
Yeah, that's cool, yeah.
You gotta respect that.
Yeah, permission is cool.
Yeah, definitely. So good job on the asking. Keep it up. Let's not criticize.
No, I'm just kind of saying that.
Oh, no.
If you want to link to me, that's perfectly fine.
Definitely. I doubt you would decline it. Well, maybe a couple sites.
No, you're not neat enough to link to me.
No! You aren't cool. No linking for you.
Fear. Okay, got some housekeeping out of the way. That felt good.
Good.
Now I've been playing around with Slackware, the Linux distribution. And that's been fun. It's actually my favorite Linux distro so far. It seems to be a bit faster. Don't know why, but... And I'd just like to point out that they have an excellent manual, I guess you would call it, but it's actually a book called Slackware Linux Essentials, but you can buy this thing off Amazon in print, you know, if you want to. But there's actually... they provide it for free on a PDF and HTML format, so if you want a Linux distro with a really good guide that kind of walks you through everything, check out Slackware and the guide.
Yeah, definitely don't pay for something you don't have to, either.
Well, to an extent. With Linux distros, I think it's great to whore out and try out every single one, but if you find one that you use a lot and you really like it, I definitely support them, because a lot of these things aren't really making any money. The only ones that are Mandrakes and Red Hat and those sort of things that are really catering to the corporations and businesses. But Slackware, I don't think, is really doing that, so, you know, I'd support them.
That's true, because they're not trying to make money, really, I think.
Yeah, a lot of...
stay afloat.
A lot of open source developers are only just doing it for the fun of it and the good of the community. And they need monies. Okay, movies. We love them. They're great. They're neato. And some of the previews that have started to come out kind of pissed me off. First one I would like to talk about is I, Robot with Will Smith. He's had, what, maybe one, maybe two good movies?
I would consider it half. If you took all of his good parts and movies and put it together, you'd have about half a movie.
Okay.
Probably.
Well, because I think everybody's under the delusion that he's really a good actor. I guess he's a good actor, but his movies mainly usually aren't that awesome.
Yeah, he needs to find some better parts is what he needs to do.
Yeah, and he tries to coast way out too much on just being cool and being Will Smith.
Definitely, definitely. He feeds off of his own name.
At least he hasn't done one of his movie album tie-ins yet. I hate those.
Oh, man, that would be bad.
I think everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. Men in Black, Wild Wild West. It's horrifying.
It's bad.
This movie... See, I have this awesome sense of knowing when a movie's going to suck, usually because I hate all movies. But this movie preview, I haven't seen the movie because it's not out yet. It comes out the 14th, I believe. And if you see the preview, you think you might see what I'm talking about, or you might not. First thing you can see how this movie's going to totally suck is his stupid hat. He walks around with a stupid, you know how winter hats are cool now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's wearing one of those. He's all sideways, and he's walking with this strut, and he's all cool. I'm Will Smith, look at me. And he walks into this CIA-looking type thing, and continuing trying to look all badass, he pulls out this stupid-looking plastic police badge type thing, or whatever you want to call it. It does not look like in the future at all, because this movie, if you don't know, is in the future. And it's just this big, ugly-ass thing. And he holds it in front of this scanner type thing in front of a door, and he says, "Identify." And this really cheesy-looking laser beam scans over his stupid-looking police badge. It's just a red-looking beam that just goes, and it says, "Access granted." So, right there, you know the movie's gonna suck. Just by that alone.
If there's one thing I hate more than a futuristic movie where the clothes are futuristic looking, all shiny and silver, is a futuristic movie where they wear the same thing we wear now.
Not even putting effort into it.
Yeah, like, they wear, you know, stuff we do now, but they have robots, so it's gotta be the future.
One movie that got that right with the new apparel is The Fifth Element. That's the one movie that really seemed to get newer styles, like, believable looking.
Definitely, definitely. Like, more grunge and just off-the-wall stuff.
Yeah, just kind of, I don't know if I'd call it technopunk at all. Cyberpunk.
I can see that.
But it's like, I haven't seen the movie in a while, but it was really all crazy hair and all these crazy clues and...
Well, if you watch any movie from the 70s, It's all shiny jumpsuits.
Yeah, look what happened in even 20 years. You see
exactly.
A picture of a crowd of teenagers 20 years ago? They look lame as all hell.
Yeah, but we're going to say that in 20 years.
I know, I'm just saying, oh, I know, we're going to look lame. That's all there is to it. But, except for me.
Setting ourselves up for a fall.
But 200 years from now, we're not going to look the exact same. Nor are we going to talk the exact same.
Right.
But, you know, whatever. As long as it's a good movie, the clothing and talking really doesn't weigh in too much for me. Except for when Will Smith is acting like a jackass.
Yes, this coming from a man who says, gee, I hate his hat. But now, you know, clothing's not too big of an issue anymore.
If it's Will Smith, then everything applies. I can hate him as much as I want. See?
You don't hate his hat. His hat's okay.
Oh, I hate his hat. I hate that. Well, it's a hat coupled with, oh, I'm all badass. I'm Will Smith.
At least he doesn't rap. I don't think he raps in it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Maybe that's how they defeat the robot. Not that we know that the robots attack.
No.
Because the previews don't show us this.
Yeah, it's not like we know the whole entire movie.
We don't know how it ends by, you know, Will Smith saving the day. And, you know, shutting down the major corporation. Yeah, we don't know that yet, but hypothetically, if these nice robots attack, you know.
From a 1 minute commercial, I can tell you exactly how the whole entire movie is going to play out. Here it is. Okay. First part, Will Smith walks over to the big CIA-looking headquarters, says, identify, blah, blah. He walks in, he goes and talks to this real authoritative-looking guy, he cracks a few jokes, and, you know, I've seen this much, and he acts all cool, and then he walks out. Around this point in the movie, about 10 minutes into the movie, you're going to see the chick of the movie. Any stupid movie has the chick that they have the stupid love interest that has no place, and they only stick it in there so they get a few cleavage shots. So,
that's not true. The reason they put the love story is to keep the females in the seats, according to Star Wars director. Who directed Star Wars? Why can't I think of it?
George Lucas?
Yes. According to George Lucas, you need the love story to keep the females in the seats while the men watch the action.
Yeah, this is coming from a guy that thought Jar Jar was a good idea.
That's valid.
Yeah, extremely valid. Okay, this is okay. 20 minutes in the movie, that's happened. Now he goes to the factory where all these robots are at. And this is just speculating, but this is what I'm just guessing. All right, no, actually, this wasn't the preview. He goes to the there and he sees the big factory of robots and blah blah blah. We have millions of these, and then the boss guy says, oh no, my robots can't kill people, blah, blah, setting him up to be the obvious bad guy, stereotypical bad guy.
Now, this is, leads you to believe that Will Smith encounters a robot throwing somebody out of a window. So we already know that they're evil, because the preview shows us this. So he goes to the warehouse, and then the guy tries to cover his own ass.
Oh, that's right.
Now, this is where we are. You gotta remember, that's it. We already know the story thus far.
Yeah. Yeah, you know exactly what's going to happen, too, because you can see it's a B-movie plot.
Yes.
So there's really nothing left to the imagination, no plot twists. It's just... And you already know what even the main bad guy robot of the movie is, even though they all look the same.
Yeah, exactly. You know the one that's...
How's that going to work? Oh, no, it's the bad guy robot, I think. Maybe.
If it's not, who cares? They all look the same, like you said.
And then the movie's going to end by him finding some magical button that shuts them all off, or...
Yeah, he's definitely going to put a virus into the main circuit, or...
He's going to say some catchphrase and then blow up the big bad guy, which is going to blow everybody else up or something, or...
Exactly. He's gonna have to shut him down from the inside already.
This is one of those movies that I would be maybe willing to see, but only if I don't have to pay for it and it's in a theater. Because theaters make everything better.
My brother is going to like, pretty much. And anything that my brother likes, I kind of know to stay away from.
You have three brothers.
This is true. Not about my oldest, though.
Not that it matters to the listeners.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, he definitely likes those movies that no one likes. I mean, I'm not going to say Vanilla Sky, because I don't want to, you know, say any names of movies that suck that he likes, but definitely Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, Vanilla Sky.
Oh, my God. Or even Minority Report. Or, I mean, now there's a lot of people out there right now probably thinking, hey, those are good movies. Well, guess what? No, they're not. No, they are not good movies.
That makes me happy you don't like Vanilla Sky, because it wasn't a very good movie, and everybody seemed to like it.
It was horrible. Like, oh, it was an AI if I've ever seen it.
Spoil the ending. Spoil the fucking ending.
Huh?
Spoil the ending. That movie sucked.
How can I spoil the ending? I don't even remember. Like, there is no ending. It's like an AI. They didn't know when to stop it, so they didn't stop it. They just let it go until they ran out of film.
I'm going to spoil the ending right now, because the movie sucked.
No, that's not right. You're not allowed to spoil endings. No?
It's a stupid ending. I can let you spoil the ending of AI.
There is no ending.
Well, one
that's
of the endings.
My point. I was explaining the end to you, and you thought I was lying to you. For anyone out there who's seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. I was explaining to Kizzle how it ends, and he thought I was lying to him. Because sounds like a lie.
I was sort of like, well, yeah, whatever. Then he shows me the ending of that movie. And I wanted to kill myself.
It was bad. That's exactly how how Vanilla Sky ended.
Yeah, totally not what you think it would. It just didn't make any sense.
Well, there was that string of, there was that era where, like, all movies were only cool if the ending was something completely different from the beginning. Like, the only way they could make a movie with any good, decent plot was by a killer ending that was cool and crazy, but it didn't turn out cool and crazy. It just turned out pathetic, you know, and, like, lacking in many areas.
A lot of movies try way too hard to be different instead of just being good.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okie dokie. Next movie is Spider-Man 2. Have you seen this movie?
I have not seen that movie.
I did. And I do not see what the big deal is about this movie. It's a generic superhero movie. There's nothing special about this thing. The whole entire 90% of the movie... it's just, poor Spider-Man. Poor Spider-Man has all these powers and he can't have the girl. Literally, most of the movie, you know, literally 90% of the movie is just him saying, oh, poor me. And it really gets annoying. What's up?
Have you ever read the comics?
Nope.
Well, okay, you think an hour and a half of, I'm Spider-Man, feel bad for me, and I got powers but can't have the girl. You think that's bad for an hour and a half? It's been like that since Spider-Man came out. Comic book readers all around the world have been waiting for story to happen. It doesn't. I mean, that's just how it is with comics. You know, anything but a comic, they have to fit like, however many years, however many decades into an hour and a half. So it's going to be kind of lame. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they're trying to appease the comic book fans or actually make a good movie there. It's, and it, when it wasn't him saying poor me, it was just generic superhero plot. We got a bad guy and then we gotta beat the bad guy. And,
well, of course, it was a comic book. I mean,
but it didn't do a very good job at it. Like, X-Men, like, okay, X-Men 2. X-Men 1 was kind of mediocre, but X-Men 2 was a lot of fun. Yeah, it had the generic kind of evil bad guy, but it was a damn good movie.
I think it's all. I mean, I don't know. It depends on really the only people who are going to appreciate that a movie about a superhero is the hardcore superhero fans.
Not me. I don't really care about superheroes at all. But
well,
I thought X-Men was great.
Well.
Oh come on! Wolverine made that movie. Wolverine flipping out and just destroying everybody. That was classic. Just, I got these claws in my hand.
Right, but it's classic because that's very, very much what Wolverine would do. That's why it was cool when he did it. Just like, I mean, if you like Spider-Man, if you love Spider-Man, you're going to love the movie, whether or not it's good. So I think they do it mostly just for the fan base more than a new comic book goer.
I suppose. That movie was another case of the preview being basically the movie and telling everything. You know, and when you go to the theaters and watch the couple-minute preview for Spider-Man 2, and it's just this scene where they're sitting in a coffee diner thing, him and the chick, and then a car goes through the window. I mean, I'm not spoiling the thing here. It was in the preview. But that's within the last, like, half hour of the movie. So you're like 3/4 into the movie, and then that's when that scene happens. So they're showing parts of the film they shouldn't be showing.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that. Like, here's the plot, here's the movie, did you like it? Come and watch the rest of it.
Now, I'm going to say this because even though if it's kind of spoiling, it's really not because you know what's going to happen. That part is showing him and the girl about to, you know, like each other again, and... oh, it's so retarded.
Well, I don't know. Another thing that I've heard is that it's supposed to be a trilogy. They want to make another one. And as all trilogies go, the second one is always the boring storyline, not a lot of action happening. And then the third one is, you know, supposed to be the really big, cool ending thing. Unless, you know, you're the Matrix and that you don't know what the hell you're writing about, then the first one's good and the other two just go to hell.
Now, this isn't a case of them doing the right thing with a trilogy at all. It's really in the TV show format, basically. They just say, here's your bad guy, here's the chick, there you go, here's the hero. They don't build upon each other at all.
Well, I've heard a lot of people said that they liked the movie a lot too, though. So I haven't seen it, so I can't give any opinions on it. But I would see it. I want to see it, and even if I just rent it at home, I would like to see it just because I don't know. It can't be that bad. I mean, Stan Lee, you know, creator of Marvel, always has his hands in these things, and I trust him to not let something too terrible go produced. If he doesn't like it, he's not
going to
let it go. So it can't be that bad, I don't think.
Okay, off the movie subject. Interesting thing that's been happening in the video gaming world is certain video games that have a really good soundtrack to them, and it's in-house music, meaning they didn't do a Tony Hawk where they just took a bunch of popular songs. This is actually stuff that's composed specifically for the game. What a few games have started doing, this is a cool trend, they're releasing the downloadable soundtrack. The Riddick Escape from Butcher's Bay, it's a game for Xbox, which is awesome, by the way. And they're releasing the soundtrack to that, and it's this really good, kind of epic, movie-type music. Now they have, they had Deus Ex 2 Invisible Wars, they released that soundtrack too.
Did they?
Yeah, and it's a pretty decent soundtrack.
I didn't know they did it for that one. That's cool.
I haven't really listened to it yet because I'm still going to play the game and I don't want to have all the music be boring.
I only played a little bit of the beginning of that game, but it was pretty intense.
Yeah, the second one?
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. They kind of dumbed down a lot of the stuff, but that's another rant.
Yeah, it's not going to win any awards, I don't think, but it was pretty fun. I mean, as far as a video game can go, they made it pretty fun, I think.
You've seen Pitch Black, right?
Yeah.
And that Riddick is so much fun to watch in that movie because he's just a complete badass. And he has a cool character. Well, you really feel like you're him in the game.
Is it third person or?
It's first person.
It's first person game?
Yeah.
See, now, I'm afraid to play another first-person shooter game that's just awesome, because that's what Halo was, and Halo pound for pound is a good game, but definitely not breath-stopping.
Well,
it was, like, third-person.
No, it isn't your typical first-person shooter, because usually the first-person shooter is enemy, 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 shoot, 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 shoot.
Right.
That's all there is to it. But this, it's really You do a lot of hand-to-hand. It really, they only give you, as far as guns go, two or three different guns. But
yeah, that's lame.
No, it's not lame. Because you don't... Okay, it's really hard to explain and make it not sound bad. You know, a first-person shooter with three guns, that's, you know, that sucks. But because the hand-to-hand combat is good, and the melee weapons are fun to use... They don't give you guns maybe more than half the time you're playing. And so, because you're Riddick. Riddick isn't a gun-toting guy. That's not Riddick's character. Riddick's job is to, okay, I've got this shiv, I'm going to sneak it right behind this guy and jab this in his neck.
Now, being a first-person shooter, are you capable of sneaking up on people and being stealthy and doing cool things?
Definitely.
Because most first-person shooters are like, you know, the AI, as soon as you fire around, they know where you are or something, you know what I mean? And there's no sneaking about it at all. As soon as you walk into the room, they turn around and shoot at you.
You know, this game definitely lets you sneak, and the sneaking mechanics are actually better than games that specialize in it.
Really?
Yeah. How the sneaking works is that when you crouch down, there's no on-screen indicator like games like Thief that tells you... There's no icon that tells you that you're hidden. How actually
right.
It tells you that you're hidden, and it's kind of really innovative, is that the screen tints a little bit. The edges tint. So you get kind of a bluish view, so you just get the sense you're hidden, I guess. Because they try to keep the interface really clean. There's absolutely nothing on the screen. Besides, I think there's
Mike, health and stuff?
No. Health only pops up when you need it to. When you're in combat or you equip your gun. So they really try to keep everything just blank on the screen. Like, example, it doesn't give you a crosshair. Instead of a crosshair, you have a laser sight. That's big enough to where it acts as a crosshair. You know, it's not hard to see or anything, but you get the sense that, okay, I have a gun that's emitting a laser sight.
Oh, okay.
So it really helps to keep you in the game. Like, yeah, the sneaking mechanics and all that are really great. The graphics are amazing. Just utterly amazing. It's the best graphics hands down on the Xbox. You can't say anything, you know, against that. It's the best graphics hands down. That's all there is to it. Everything's all shiny and the lighting effects are awesome.
You know, that's another thing that just in itself can keep you in a video game. It's like usually you either get gameplay or you got the graphics, and a very good either one of those can keep you in the game. So I guess if it's pretty, it can't be that bad.
Yep, so Riddick, I definitely give that thing a try. If you don't have an Xbox, find somebody with an Xbox, rent it, spend $5. It'll be one of the best games you'll play. And, yep. Anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. No, I think we covered some ground.
Alrighty then. That'll wrap up episode 10. The music for this episode is by a band called, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, C. Colin Slash? Yeah, that sounds right. Song is called You and Your Commie Friends. 87's listened to this, I don't think you liked it.
I have heard that. Take a listen.
Oh, and this song was recommended, the band was recommended by Archangel. I mentioned him when I was doing housekeeping. So, yep, thank you for that song, Archangel.
I think it's pronounced Archangel.
It is. My bad.
That's okay. Hey, he / she knows who they are.
It's A-R-C-H. Archangel. Fuck. Also, it should be spelled A-R-K.
That's like an arc, though. Like a big boat.
So?
So you're not like a big boat?
Put it in parentheses.
Okay. Let's introduce parentheses in the American language.
Yes.
Why not? You can have apostrophes.
Okay, well, this is Kizzle and
87
signing off. Goodbye.
Bye.
Right through.